talking, and apparently, Lucas, your best over on the phone, so we talk to him.
Yes.
That's fine, yeah, but Marcy, she has some answers for you, which, it's pretty serious, because, well, at this point, Jim is here,
You want to come over here and discuss it?
Well, no, I really don't have time at the moment, but it won't be too long.
Okay.
It's just that, he has, lost a lot of weight, you know, he hasn't had time.
Where is he?
But, at this point, Monty has, weight up. And, it's very bewildered about the whole thing. It's almost close. She was very worried about, well, you said something about the letter that, Mark had sent, that it would go badly for her. She was very concerned about that. She wanted to know if it was more about how could it go badly.
Well, let me ask you this. I've got to know what the attitude of the Guyanese government is.
The attitude of the Guyanese
government. You see, there's some things in that second part of the letter. Have you read the letter?
Yes, I have.
The second page of that letter would infuriate the Guyanese government, for one thing. In fact, it completely disowned that letter. Did you read the letter that Ryan wrote to the government?
Yes, I read that.
Well, that answers itself,
sir. Well, it seems like Mr. Ryan is on a one-sided course.
No, he's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct in his analysis of Lane's letter. Lane's letter says that, reads into that the temple is dissatisfied from where they are. And they've got two other countries that they go to. That's what that letter says. Now, is that a nice thing to tell, pass on to the Guyanese government?
Well, you have a point there.
A point? June, it's disastrous.
I think at this point, right now, I kind of like Marcy has got the weight of the whole thing.
I've got the weight of the shoulder. It's my responsibility now. And I'm either going to accept it or I'm going to reject getting involved in it. It's that clear.
Well, that's something that you're very concerned about.
Well, then that letter has to be disowned.
She's asking if we can just wait until she gets better.
No.
Talk directly to
you, no. No, because the damage is already done, and unless it's rectified, by the time the congressman gets there, there's going to be damages that I cannot undo. I'm not going to allow this organization, if I have anything to do with it, to go down the drain because of somebody's goddamn ego shit. Well, then he was sticking his fucking nose in where it didn't belong. The least he could have done is call me to find out what the hell he should do about it.
I know that, well, all I can say is that he just wants you to wait till...
I will not wait. I will not wait because it cannot wait.
I know that we need to present a United States, but he's going to do better and get it worked out.
Well, in the meantime, this asshole is going to be there Tuesday. What do I do with that, Jean?
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not going to permit it to happen. If I remain in the cave, I will blast the goddamn thing that he stuck his goddamn nose into us.
It's just that I know that
it's not a question of equivocation. It's a question of my responsibility and my duty. I either have something to say about how these matters are going to be handled, or else I'm not going to be in the cave.
Well,
Well, I want to remain in the cave, June, but I happen to be a person that's got some ideas, and that second page of that letter, to me, is disastrous. The implication in there that we've got a bunch of people who are, who are fugitives. Do we have any fugitives there? That's what that letter says.
Well, I'm talking about refugees.
Oh, yes, I know what he's talking about. Six fucking goddamn toes into a situation that he doesn't know his ass is going about. Is he contemplating a lawsuit against the United States government?
Well, I think that he says in this letter.
What?
And that's just kind of
dissipation. Well, I already blew the stack on that one, and then it's repeated again and permitted to be repeated without anybody stopping it. I can't stay in the cage. I just want to tell you that. June, I can't. June, I cannot stay in the cage. I cannot stay in the cage under these conditions. I'm either in charge or I'm not in charge.
But you know that Jim does not want you to not be on the cage.
It's not being on the cage. Am I in charge or am I not in charge?
Of course you're in charge.
Well, if I'm in charge, then I should be the one that should be there with the committee and Diana.
Well,
if anybody's going to protect the rights of the organization, it's my job. It's either my job or it's not my job. There's no ifs, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about this. There's no halfway point about this.
I know, but see, it's the time where she has to make a decision and Jim is unable to.
Well, then she has the choice of making a decision. She knows me, she knows my word, she knows my integrity. She can make the decision that I will be the one to call the shot. Or it's going to be Mark Lane that's going to call the shot. It's not going to be two of us calling the shot. Clear? You work for a lawyer, you work for a law firm. Your firm wouldn't put up with things like that. It's very damaging to the client. I cannot handle it that way.
I understand how you feel.
It's not a question of how I feel. It has nothing to do with how I feel.
Well,
the question is, who's going to make the decisions on behalf of the client? It's not a question of feeling. Hell, if it was a question of feeling, I wouldn't give a shit. It's a question of who makes these decisions. Who makes decisions regarding the law, regarding the investigations, regarding directions of the case? Is he going to make it? He doesn't know his first goddamn thing about this thing. What files has he read? What research has he done over the period of months? He doesn't know goddamn thing about things. He's popping off.
Well, the thing what I'm worried about is considering Jim's condition, Mark is totally depending on him, and after he makes it to the point, she's all what she's totally upset about his
June,
physical
June
condition.
Just say I am unreasonable. When it comes to directions and the best interest of my client, I am very unreasonable. I'm very unbending when it comes to what I think is best for my client. I either remain in a cave or I don't remain in a cave. It's just as simple as that. And if Marcy doesn't have enough confidence in me, then I'm going to get out of the cave. No, yes it is. It's a question of either Lane or myself. Forget it. It's as simple as that. You've got to make a decision. It's either Lane or myself. If Lane can keep his goddamn nose out of the legal matters, I don't care what he does. But I don't want him to be popping off about conspiracies, that we're going to sue the government, we're going to do this. If we decide to sue the government, we're not going to be popping off about it.
Okay, no problem.
Well, it's unequivocal. It's this is not done. I'm retiring from the case.
What?
That's what others. Get Mark Lane. He's been dealing with the guy. Deal with him. Well, if this is. Well, the thing is, I'm beginning to get so pissed about this that even if they make a decision, I don't want to remain representative. Because if it's going to require this kind of effort every time that there's something serious going on, I can't handle it emotionally. I can't deal with it. Well, it's goddamn hard on me. Well, the responsibility is with me. When I walk into the courtroom and the lawyers say to me, "What the hell are you doing with your client, Gary? You're taking a beating. You're losing the battle of public opinion. You've got a bunch of child snatchers, and I can't do a goddamn thing about it because my client tie my hands up, and then I have this asshole popping off. I can't deal with it." Well, what do you think? I haven't slept at all since last night. I'm so goddamn upset I can't communicate. I want you to know that. And it's been years and years and years and years since I've had this kind of a problem with it. I thought I was the attorney for this temple. Well, then what the hell is Lane doing in it? I consider myself already out of the case.
Well, that's very serious, Charles.
Yeah, of course it's very serious, and I'm very serious about it. I feel so strongly about it that I've got to take a firm position one way or the other. I cannot vacillate. I can't stand up in here. The very fact that Jim is ill, I'm not going to permit this kind of wishy-washy situation to run wild. I'm either in charge of this case or I'm not. It's one way or the other. There's no halfway to make this.